Now, junior doctors who have been striking this week are getting paid about twice as much per hour as they were 2 years ago. That's because of extra hours they're having to work because of workforce shortages, which of course are paid at a higher rate. The cost to taxpayers is more than $70 million annually. That's two and a half times higher than at the peak of the COVID pandemic when doctors were working crazy hours. Phil Pennington has the story. He's with us now. Kia ora, good morning, Phil.
Morning, Ingrid.
So what is going on here? Are they working even crazier hours?
Well, it took us a whole year to get these figures from Te Whatu Ora. Don't know why there was such a big long delay, but it was worth it in the sense that we see here, we get a glimpse in behind again of just the stresses the health system is under. The Junior Doctors Union said they've never seen figures like this before, and their response from Deborah Powell, the National Secretary, was, wow, this shows you just how bad things are. So what we see here is that junior doctors, of course, are under all sorts of pressure in their regular work week. I think they're doing like 50, 60 hours, but they're also called upon to plug the gaps. All the hospitals around the country have gaps at weekends in particular, and night shifts and evening shifts. And for those, they were paying a certain rate during COVID and there were problems then. Those gaps, though, just got worse. And then in 2022, what you see in June is that Te Whatu Ora recognises they can't go on and say they in fact almost double virtually the hourly rate that they're paying, and that does help. So now advance another 2 years and we see the effect of this here. Now there is some time lag in these figures, but what we see is that it has more than doubled the cost to taxpayers entirely. It hasn't completely solved the problem though, because Te Whatu Ora is telling us yesterday, no, we still have gaps. And these high rates, these high payments were actually meant to stop in the end of March, but they're carrying on with them. They're under review, but they're carrying on, and that shows you the extent of the problem.
Mm. Well, there's an irony here, isn't there? Because the junior doctors have been striking this week over pay, and they're getting paid twice as much as what they were before back in 2022. I mean, people might say, well, are they getting paid enough? What is going on here?
I said to the National Secretary, Deborah Powell, I said, are junior doctors creaming in it here? You know, they are 2,500 junior doctors out on strike on Tuesday and then another two-day strike coming up next week. We talked to someone on the picket line there who said, you know, we're such an undervalued but integral part of the hospital. And it is true that, you know, when Te Whatu Ora looks at this in 2022 and the rates they're paying, they realise, hey, that is not enough for the inconvenience and the effect on your life of not just working 60 hours a week, but then turning around and doing an extra night shift. Some of them are even doing up to two extra 8-hour shifts, so 16 hours at the weekends, that sort of thing. In terms of fatigue and people management, that just is unsustainable. Now, Deborah Powell, she obviously is in touch with her people. She says that, yes, it looks like doctors are getting well paid here. And the rates, if you look at them, are around average about 170. I mean, they vary a lot whether you're senior or junior and what you're doing in terms of a junior doctor and your experience. But that's probably $170 an hour for those the dark hour shifts, if you like. But Powell says this is a vicious cycle because they don't want to work these hours. They'd rather spend their time with their families. They're already overworked. But they do the hours because they know that if they don't do them, there won't be a doctor there. And the vicious cycle, of course, as you can see, Ingrid, here, is that what they're doing is they're plugging the gaps that there are at very high cost, and that is taking money away from regular pay rises to help retain staff. And Powell says until you can crack that nut and get retention and get the pay that you need to retain people, then we're going to be down this plug hole for some time. And you see that here because they have had to roll these things over.
So what is Health New Zealand saying about that?
Well, they're saying that this is a really priority workforce for them, junior doctors. They say that they are focused on retaining retention, and they express a real solidarity with them and sympathy for them. They say that as a first step to boost training locally, they have added 50 new medical school places this year. So that is something. I mean, this is really, really tough. I mean, you see in Northland, for instance, they've got the biggest bill that's grown. They're at 3.9 times what they paid back in 2020. So 3.2 million in the last year versus only 840,000 the year before that. And that's not budgeted for. All the districts that came back to me said, we haven't budgeted for this, so this is unbudgeted. And this is a blowout at the very time as the other story we've been covering, Ingrid, of course, is that they've been told a couple of weeks ago, hey, you hospitals around the country, you have to save $105 million by the end of June on your personnel costs. So you've got these real dilemmas, there's real tension here. What are they going to do? We don't know where this is going to go, and there's this time lag. It'll be really interesting to see what the figures are for the last few months.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, data from Te Whatu Ora can be hard to come by, as we've found. This took a whole year to get.
Yeah, one of those directives was to get the overtime signed off, was it, to get sort of higher up authorisation for those extra hours. So maybe that will come into play too.